After a visit to England last week, I have on my mind the incredible history there and the way it reminds us of the precious gift of time. And today I'd like to talk about both of those things. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. A bit unusually, we took last week off for reasons which will become apparent, and so it's good to be with you again this week. The reason we couldn't tape last week is that I was on a bit of a whirlwind trip to England. I left on Tuesday late afternoon, and I was back by Friday at noon. So in a way, honestly, I was not really even there long enough to get jet lagged. But I want to share some reflections about that trip for today's episode. And actually, I talked about my visit to England in a bit of a different way in this past weekend's sermon. So we will link to that. And if you'd like to listen to that sermon, you're welcome to do that. I was there for the installation of someone who's become a dear friend, Mark Birch, who was here for the Faith and Life series last year. And actually, I suppose we will also link to that talk. Last week, he was installed as a canon of Westminster Abbey. He had already been a priest at Westminster Abbey as a minor canon, but on Thursday he was installed as a canon, so that means he's part of the very small team of four or five people who are responsible for the strategic oversight of the Abbey. And so he was kind enough to invite me to join him and many other friends, of course, for the Evensong service, which was also open to the public on Thursday, November 7th, when again he was elevated or installed into that role. And so that was an opportunity I didn't feel like I could miss, even though it was, again, a very quick trip. So here are my brief reflections for this episode based on that. It is a bit of a cliche, but I think understandable cliche, that when Americans go to Europe, we are struck by a different kind of history. We are a very young country here in the United States. And last week when I was in England, Great Britain, I saw sites that are significantly older than the United States. And I'm just going to focus on a couple of them. I was primarily at Westminster Abbey, and people have been worshiping on the site of the Abbey since the 7th century. Benedictine monks founded what is today known as Westminster Abbey in 960, but even before then, people had already been worshiping on that site for two or three centuries. And then St. Edward the Confessor was buried at the Abbey in 1066. So the Abbey as we know it today was built and has continued to be built on that site since then. So much of the building is obviously newer than that. But I had the chance to sit at a prayer service around the shrine of St. Edward the Confessor, who is sort of still the sort of spiritual center of the Abbey. And again, he was buried there in 1066. That's a long time ago. The other, and by the way, I was surrounded during that ceremony by, what, six or eight other kings and queens who have been buried sort of right alongside or very near him. The other site that I'll mention is another famous site in London, the Tower of London. Most of us know the Tower of London for the iconic White Tower, but that's also a site on which or at which originally Romans built a fort a very long time ago. Most of that Roman fort is now destroyed or not visible. But one of the places I was privileged to visit at the Tower of London was the shrine of St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More is one of my own personal heroes. I'm a big fan of his. He was one of the many people that Henry VIII put to death. He was executed there on Tower Hill at the Tower of London, and he was buried in a church called St. Peter ad Vincula, which just means St. Peter outside the gate. That's also the church where a whole bunch of other people who were executed at the Tower of London were buried, including Anne Boleyn, maybe most famously there. His shrine is not open to the public, but thanks to the generosity of the priest at St. Peter ad Vincula, I was able to see it. And again, I'm struck by the fact that at that shrine, and I believe we'll be able to show a photo of this, you're descending sort of below ground level a bit. And so I was looking at the shrine of St. Thomas More standing on a floor that was made by the Romans more than 2,000 years ago. And it just sort of boggles a person's mind, the history there and all that has happened in that place. And again, the sort of relative youth of our own country. So that's one thought. And then I guess the other thought that comes to mind when you see that kind of history, it gives you this sense of perspective for your own life and the brevity of your own life, right? And that's certainly a biblical theme, that life is short and we are not here on this earth for very long. There are all kinds of verses that point to that and lift it up. And so today I am struck simply by the fact that during our brief sojourn here on earth, right, as pilgrims in a foreign land who are making our way to our true home in heaven, it strikes me that we need to pause, one, to say, thank you for the gift of this life. Thank you for the opportunity, for dear friends who, in this case, I'm grateful for friendship with Mark Birch and the chance to visit for just a day or two in England as we celebrated his installation. But I'm struck by the fact that we are invited to be light bearers in the world, right? One of the quotes on the bulletin this week was from Madeleine Lengel that says precisely that. Maybe we'll lift it up over here. I didn't bring it with me, but this is my charge to you, I think, is the quote. You are to be light bearers. You are to bear the light. And one of the ways we do that is by showing kindness to other people. And so I will conclude with I think it's a relatively famous quote by Henri Frederic Amiel. I do not really know his work. I just know this quote. But every time I hear it, I'm sort of struck by it and the power of it. And what a good reminder it is for us to be kind and generous and good to the people around us. So here's the quote. Life is short. We don't have much time to gladden the hearts of those who walk this way with us. So, be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And that's my prayer for you today. I pray that you can be swift to love and make haste to be kind. I'm grateful for your friendship through this platform. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.